Blog Talk Radio.
Lord, please don't replace me. I still want to be used for your purpose. I profess to know you. In secret, I betray you. So many times I need your grace, oh Jesus. My conscience is against me. Lord, only you can help me. Revive me, restore me. Don't replace me, oh God. I don't wanna be replaced. I don't wanna be replaced. I wanna be replaced. Restore me, Lord, please. I don't wanna be replaced. I don't wanna be replaced. I wanna be replaced. Restore me, Lord, please. Hide your face from my sins and blot out all my iniquities. Create in me a clean heart and renew a right spirit within me. Restore unto me the joy of your salvation and uphold me with your free spirit. I'm gonna lift up your hands and sing it like you mean it.
His word is to be praised. The Bible says, from the rising of the sun to the going down of the sea, the name of the Lord is to be praised. From the north, east, west, and south, wherever you are, come, let's give God the praise.
I want to welcome you to our education talk show. Today is March 28, 2016, and the time is 9:35 p.m. Eastern Time. We want to welcome you. Today we want to be talking about how do we apply critical thinking in Liberian schools. At this show, we find solutions and we make recommendations to the Liberian education system. In order to fully discuss this significant topic, we have invited some of our guests to come in studio to help us peruse and actually digest this topic. And today we're going to be having in studio Mr. Eugene L. Falcone, who's going to fully introduce himself. We're also going to have Mr. Samuel Jackson, who is also going to introduce himself. We're also going to have Mr. Musa Willis and Robert Gakwa. These individuals have honored our invitation. They have come so that we can discuss how can we apply critical thinking within our Liberian school. So we want you to sit tight wherever you are. Right after this song, we're going to dive into our topic. Thank you so much.
Hallelujah! Somebody give God praise. His word is to be praised. The Bible says, from the rising of the sun to the going down of the sea, the name of the Lord is to be praised. From the north, east, west, and south, wherever you are, come, let's give God the praise.
This show has about approximately 4,000 listeners who follow us weekly on this show. If you want to participate in this show, you can text us your questions at 347-286-1716. Once again, if you want to participate in this show, you can text us your questions or your comments at 347-286-1716. You can also call 323-642-1503 and listen to this show. We want to welcome all of you wherever you are in Radio Land. And we are here to find solutions and make recommendations to the Liberian education system. How do we apply critical thinking in Liberian schools? Not to waste time, I want to bring in our first guest in person of Mr. Eugene L. Facon. You are live to the Education Talk Show. Will you please introduce yourself?
Thank you, Dr. Dekay. I'm more than grateful to you for such a platform in which us Liberians can be able to tackle the problems that confront us, especially those problems in the 21st century. I'm also thankful for all of the guests on the program tonight, as well as those in Radio Land, our good people in Liberia. I hope we can discuss something meaningful here tonight. By way of introduction, I'm Eugene L. Fangum. I am a Liberian resident here in the U.S. I studied in the areas of social work, philosophy, political science, and general education. I'm one of those, as many of you may know, pushing the agenda along with Dr. Dekay and others for part of our curriculum to include critical thinking, which I think is far lacking in our setting as Liberians. So I'm not the kind that will give you a whole resume tonight, but I'm hopeful that our discussion can determine where we go from here. So by way of introduction, like I said, I'm Eugene L. Fangon. I am a member of the ALP. I'm a Liberian politician and a bona fide Liberian. Let me put it that way. I hail from Bomi. If there is anything extra to add, I'm involved in a couple of projects back home. I help with a couple of institutions back home, But that is as much as I can say. I am more or less a person that is here tonight to help find solutions to our numerous problems and to discuss the possibility of critical thinking being in our schools that I believe will help us in a long way as a nation to achieve greater heights.
We want to thank you so much for your level of contribution so far and also honoring our invitation to be here tonight. The topic tonight is very crucial to the Liberian education system, and we are going to use the time we have to fully find solutions and the recommendations. We just want you to just give us a little minute as we go to Mr. Robert Gaku, who is also online. Will you just introduce yourself and tell us who you are and what is your perceptions about critical thinking in Liberian schools?
Thank you so much. I'm privileged again to be on your show. I think I was a guest on this show a few weeks back, and we had a substantive discussion on education in Liberia. For the benefit of your audience, the listening audience, by way of introduction, my name is Robert Glay Gagwa. I'm from Liberia, Grand Prairie County, and I've lived in America for years. I lived in Liberia since I was 7 years old. And in general, I think that education is extremely important. I can't overemphasize the importance of education, not just in Liberia, but in the 21st century that we live in today. Even in the greatest nation on earth, without an education, there's no way possible we can live the American dream. And so I'm an advocate for quality education back home. And with regards to critical thinking, I think that critical thinking is important. I do agree that, critical thinking should in fact be a part of our curriculum in Liberia. I think, though, that in the process of doing so, I think it's important that the Ministry of Education, in consultation with other stakeholders such as the teachers and student body, I think, a discussion needs to be held. In a preliminary, discussing the importance of critical thinking and what they think and how they think that will enhance studies back home. But I'll reserve my comments for later. But again, I think it's important that critical thinking be a part of our school. I think, having the opportunity to go to America, I'll tell you this, critical thinking helped me a lot, helped my ability to not just rush to judgment, to look at things from a critical perspective, and make decisions. And so I think it will be extremely helpful if we make that a part of our curriculum. But it has to be done right. Thank you.
Oh, thank you so much, Mr. Gaku, for giving that level of contributions and also honoring our invitation. Well, this show is just 1 hour. We have 1 hour of pay time, or air time on Radio NIMA International, and we always want to make sure to utilize the time we have. We are working on to see how we can have enough time in the future, but I just want you to stay tight. We want to find out if Mr. Musa Willie is online. We're going to give him the opportunity, and also Mr. Sam Jackson. We are waiting those two people to appear in studio. Now, we're just going to dive into the topic. Now, starting with Mr. Fakon, critical thinking. This is the issue we have in Liberia. What is your own perception? What do you think we should do to transform our students into critical thinkers?
Thank you again, Dr. Dake. Let me state for the records here. In a developed country such as the United States, if critical thinking can be offered in schools, in high school it is referred to as contemporary thinking. In college, it is a course by itself, critical thinking. And you're looking at a developing nation such as Liberia, and even though this country is developed and has everything that you will think about, they still strive for more. Yet they're developing critical thinkers. Now, why can't we do the same? That is part of the reason why we can sit today, and I just want to make this a kind of quick. I went to the Lowe's today. I was trying to build a shed. And they sold this prefabricated or whatever you want to call it, metal to me. And they told me I would have to get all of the other little things such as the wood, the plywood, the 2x4s, the 2x8, the posts. And I'm looking at these things that are going to amount to about $600-$700. And I said, you know what? We had Bonnie Wood in Bonnie County, wood processing plant. And this is something that all these people do and bring over here. But what happened to my country? As a critical thinker, I sat to myself and said, if we have to do this to put up a shed, and look at me spending about $1,500 to put up a shed that looks like a house, can a Liberian build a home in Liberia that would be about $5,000 using the same method? My answer was yes. Because what I'm spending is about $1,500 to put up the shed, including labor and everything, which is going to be 14 by 10. And I'm thinking that we don't have tsunami. We've never had a hurricane. We don't have tornadoes. And all of the weather-related, you know, tragedies that befall us here. And I'm thinking about Liberia. As a critical thinker, can we have a home that would cost about $5,000? My answer was yes. Now, in short, what I'm trying to say is that we have been information consumers. We've taken the information fed to us. Our students have been overburdened, so to speak. I have a daughter that is in the 11th grade, and I had extensive conversations with her. This semester, she's doing only 4 courses, okay? And after that, she'll be promoted to the 12th grade. She's done 4 courses the first semester, 4 the second semester, 4 the third semester, amounting to 12 different courses. Done. She's going to the 12th grade. And when I think about the people in my country, especially myself, and maybe Gajwa will tell you too, when we went to school, like I said before, it was math, geometry, trigonometry, and algebra. History, it was civics, social study, and geography. English, it was English literature, English language, vocabulary, and reading. And then we went to science. It was biology, physics, and chemistry. That's 12 right there. And then,
Mr. Falcon, you know, Mr. Falcon.
Yeah.
If I could just stop you right over there. Now, the issue, I want us to identify the issue first. I understand that, you know, the subjects that are being taught, they are overwhelming. They are so much that these students cannot really comprehend as compared to students that we have in the United States. For us, we are teachers. We already come the sense of that. But the issue here is that why is it that we don't have competent people to instruct critical thinking in Liberian schools, or we just deliberately refusing to apply critical thinking?
Then as a critical thinker, I will ask you this. How did the instructors become qualified to teach biology, chemistry, physics, where they're born teaching these things? They became teachers because they took those courses, learned them, mastered them, and became teachers in the various areas of discipline. Critical thinking, when introduced, will be learned. I took it as a course in the United States, and so I had a teacher for it. And so once Liberians accept the fact that they want critical thinking as a course, what's going to happen? People are going to come to America. People are going to go other places. It's a course. They're going to learn it and become teachers. And maybe we'll have a Trina's workshop.
Thank you for that suggestion. We're going to come back to you. Now, you see, critical thinking is very essential for our education system. Now, before we bring in Robert, we want to give Mr. Musa Willis a 1 minute to introduce himself. Then we're going to go to Robert because this discussion is very cardinal. So, Mr. Musa, you are welcome. Mr. Cedar, will you just introduce yourself and tell us what you intend for critical thinking? Mr. Whitty, you are live in studio. Are you there? Okay, I think we missed Mr.
Hello,
Willie.
Hello,
go to Robert.
Hello.
Oh, okay.
Hello.
Yeah, hello. Hello, Mr. Willie. You are live in studio. Will you introduce yourself, please?
Yeah, to our audience, listening audience, this is Musa Willie. Normally, I don't like to call myself humanitarian, but I think I'm doing something close to that. I'm also a social justice advocate. And I live in Pennsylvania. I'm a graduate of criminal justice. My interest in my experience in critical thinking is embedded in my social justice advocacy, because we're always trying to find alternative. What's the next? What is Plan B? What can we do? So critical thinking is all about Plan B. So how can you find Plan B as an alternative in solving a problem? And I hope we can give some of our experience and recommendation tonight.
Oh, thank you so much, Mr. Willie, and we are glad to have you. And thanks for also honoring our invitation.
You're welcome.
We're going to come back to you. We're going to go to Robert now. Robert, tell us, what is your own perception? Why are we not initiating critical thinking in our school?
Well, I think that's a very important question. But with that question, I think comes a lot of other questions that we've asked before, and I think a lot of other questions that I think needs to be asked. Why is it that we are not investing in teacher training? I just heard the gentleman state earlier that how did those professors or teachers become professors when they actually went to school and studied chemistry and biology and mastered them? So the problem in Liberia is this, and we have to be blunt. We have, and this is per my own experience, from what I do, I go to Liberia every year. I just came back in January, and I've had the privilege to visit schools across the country. I've also had the privilege to speak to teachers and students alike, and we've asked these questions. Teachers are faced with a lot of difficulties in Liberia, difficulties that I think sometimes impede them from actually delivering quality education in our schools today. And so I just wanted to point out that a lot of our teachers, and if some of them were on, yet with me today, they would agree with me that, a lot of our teachers are not giving the support that they actually need to deliver quality. And I don't think most of those guys.
Before you answer the question, let me just give you a follow up. Do you think that these teachers do not have critical thinking skills?
I doubt. And that's the point I'm trying to make. That in fact, and this is a fact, you have an English teacher, okay, in a classroom. And I've seen this a lot of times on social media and even through our conversations. Who does not know how to speak properly? Don't know how to speak proper English. The subject and verb does not actually align. And so when you witness these things, I don't want to blame them for not being smart enough or not having the ability enough. I think what it is the lack, the fullness of what it is that they're supposed to be classroom, and it's reflected in our students when they actually get out of these schools. And so critical thinking is very important. I was reading something earlier by a statement made by Michael Sherwin and Richard Poor, which was presented at the 8th Annual International Conference on Critical Thinking and Education Reform. And this happened in summer of 1987. And this is what he said about critical thinking. It's a critical thinking is the intellectually disciplined process of actively and skillfully conceptualizing, applying, analyzing, synthesizing, and or evaluating information gathered from or generated by observation, experience, reflection, reasoning, or communication as a guide to belief and action. When you look at what we are faced with in our country today, and I'm going to go a step further, we lack critical thinking not just in our schools, not just by our professors, not just by our students, but by our leaders. And this is a reflection.
So Robert.
Yes.
Robert, can critical thinking be defined? Can it be taught in Liberian schools?
I think it can, but the question then becomes who teaches them? Who teaches who is best qualified to actually teach critical thinking? How do we, just as much that we pay English teachers. I'm not sure
the answer is simple. One who goes to school
and learn to teach that subject becomes an instructor of critical thinking.
Yeah,
I have a guy by the name of Jim Thornton. And I asked Jim, I said, if my country ever needs a professor, are you willing to go back to my country? Are you willing to go to my country and help my country? He said, Eugene, whenever your country needs me, the passion that you have expressed, taking this course on me, I'll be more than willing to go to your country and help.
Okay, yeah, but how
thank you guys, Robert and Eugene. You see, the issue here is that we are not recognizing our professionals. Now, right now, I'm working on two books on critical thinking. The first book is going to be targeting our high schools. I mean, from 11th to 6th grade. And my intention is to make these students critical thinkers. The second book I'm trying to do is to focus on teachers. I also wrote a course that will be taught in different schools. It's very surprising that even institutions, I mean the education ministry, higher institutions have not even contacted us to see how we can implement these strategies in Liberia. If not, Liberians are not qualified. You can follow us. You can see what we are doing. But we are not being spotted. We've been diminished in the eyes of our own people. So the issue here is that we should blame ourselves. But not. I'm going to come back to you, guys. Let me bring in Arvin. Let us get his own perception. Robert, I'm going to come back to you. I'm going to come to Eugene and Musa as well. For Arvin Sakor, tell us, what can we do? What is our problem?
Hello there.
Yeah, Mr. Sakor, you are live in status.
Hey, thanks for inviting me. You know, from the initial stages, I was not part of your panel, but I accepted your invitation to just join and tip in. I have two of my good friends on here tonight, Musa, William, Robert. And I'm listening to the conversation. I think this is what we need to have in Liberia as a whole. But I think I will somehow agree to the other panelist. I forgot his name.
Mr. Pacon?
Yeah, Mr. Falcon, I think I agree with him in some ways that critical thinking can be taught in Liberia. It is not something that cannot be taught. So I think I agree in the fact that when someone goes to school, whoever goes to school, go to a classroom and learn the subject matter in the rightful way should be equipped enough to think critically according to his subject. So without going deeper into the conversation you guys are having, I'll be here listening, but I think I have to agree with him that there's not a shortage of critical thinkers in Liberia. The question is, do we have enough people who are equipped for what they need to do those critical thinking and equip our students in Liberia?
Thank you so much.
And Mr. Moderator, excuse me, I will have to jump in.
Go ahead.
I will have to jump in because I think Sako Avins. Hey, Avin, how are you, my brother?
I'm good, bro. I'm good.
Great. I think Avi made a great point. Let me just be as explicitly clear. I'm not disagreeing with Eugene that critical thinking cannot be taught in Liberia, okay? The question that I asked, I think, which was a critical question, was who to teach them. And then he just responded, well, I spoke with someone who said, well, I'm willing to go back home.
Mr. Rowell,
No, that was not my response. The question was, who do we get to teach critical thinking? And my answer was, we develop those people. If we can have people teaching biology today, chemistry today, those people did not just wake up one morning in their sleep and started teaching it. They were trained, they went to school for it, they became teachers because they mastered the discipline. And so if we accept, as we're doing on this program tonight, that critical thinking must be taught in Liberian schools, if it is taught here in the U.S., in the U.K., in Canada, all over the world it's being taught, if we agree that it will be taught in Liberian schools, then just as the professors here went to school to become masters of critical thinking, then therefore we can have the people to be trained as critical thinkers. And I have a professor here that is willing to go back home train teachers to become instructors of critical thinking.
That's an opportunity. Let me bring in Musa, because I have two different talks here. Now, the first one is that Robert, he said he doubted. And then Eugene is saying, it can be taught. So that's a good point. Now, we're going to disagree and agree. Now, Musa, I want you to come in. Who do you agree with?
It's not about agreeing or not agreeing with each of the previous speakers. I think they're making a lot of sense. The problem is that how can we implement it most of the reason, yeah, how can we implement it? What is the environment? What is the logistic that we have to implement it? As critical thing on this conference tonight, it will be a disservice if we don't believe that it can be taught in Liberia. It can be taught in Liberia.
Why is it not being taught, Mr. Willing? The question is, why is it not being taught? Yeah.
I don't think we give it a focus. And even if we were going to do it in the past, like Eugene talked about the manpower. We don't have the manpower right now who specialize in this area to go and teach the population. But then, as critical thing on this conference, we can also suggest how the manpower can be mobilized. Like, for example, we have Ghanaians and Nigerians teaching critical thinking in their schools in Nigeria. The money we spend every year to send people out of the country to get PhD and master degree, we could bring some of those teachers and host them in Liberia while they provide these trainings to our students. So it can be taught, it can definitely be taught in Liberia. That's the first thing I want to say. Now, because of the importance of the discussion, I'm going to limit this to primary education so that the audience can understand the negative effect of our teachers not thinking critically. Now, let me look at primary education. Any good education comes with economic stability, security, safe environment, and health. If you're teaching a group of young kids in a classroom and you don't have the ability to analyze their behavior pattern, their response to what you're teaching, and how are they progressing or regressing in the lessons you're teaching them, it'll be difficult for us to have informed and sound generation for the next 10 or 20 years. So we need to take into consideration these things. We all know the tendency of categorizing children in Liberia as these are dull kids. But there's a way you can spark whoever you call dull kid within the classroom and model them with a pattern of behavior that can upgrade them. Now, let me just say this. My son came from Africa. He was at the age 3. He went to school for his first year and the second year. The third year, he was the school was complaining about his English performances. Now, one of the social workers came out and said, oh, we even want to do a test for him. I came into the meeting and I told them, before we do a test, can we do a behavior analysis plan? Now, let's find out which teacher is he not performing and what are the classmates, which of his classmates is he sitting with? Where is he sitting in the classroom? And so we have to do we did all the analysis and we created a chart. So we observed the chart for 3 months, and after 3 months, they came back in the next meeting and told me, you did a very great help to us. I think your suggestion was great. He's progressing. So what they did was they were analyzing which category of kids he was sitting with. If he did not perform that week, they switched him with a new group of kids. And it was watching where was he sitting. If he did not do good that week, they switched him to another seat. So it's very dangerous. It's very important and also dangerous if we don't practice it in our school system in Liberia. A lot of the young people, they have the potential, but because the teachers are not thinking critically to analyze, like Robert definition, to analyze, evaluate, actively observe these kids, a lot of time we leave them behind. So it is something that's very serious.
Yeah, you made a very good point, especially now my concentration, especially looking at critical thinking, was dealing with the primary education system, starting with the primary education system, because the question here is, when we prepare the students at that level, you know, they're going to keep those things that we taught them. You know, they're going to grow in them. So now another thing is that what happens when they judge, or you know, when they decide, or when they solve a problem? You know, these are things you want to ask yourself. You see, you want to develop critical thinking skills in them, like this. You have independent thinking. You want to make them to have that organization skill.
Let me not cut you off. My brother Robert spoke about the challenges, which we all are aware about. Correct. We have critical thinkers in Liberia. You and I did not, although we did critical thinking in Liberia, in America, when we went to school, but there are folks in Liberia who also thinking critically, most especially in schools. But you have to have the logistics to support your work. Take, for example, if you have the idea that my classroom watching movie once a week is going to motivate their performances, is going to encourage them, where is the television in the classroom? So you just discover that your students are motivated when you show the movie every recess. How many schools will provide?
How much does it take to provide these resources? You see, Musa, you see, the issue here is let us look at it from this point that we are failing because we refuse to provide ourselves with the opportunities. We have critical thinkers, like you said. I fully agree with you. And we can make our students critical thinkers. Because if we make any mistake now, the next generation to come, they are not going to be critical thinkers. And this is why we have bad governance. This is why we have bad leaders, because our students are not critical thinkers. And that's a great point, you see. And it's good that Eugene is coming in and Robert is coming from another end. But let's look at it from this perspective, guys.
But now, can I come in a minute?
Yeah, Eugene. Now, let me just throw this question to every one of you guys as you come in, Eugene. Why the Ministry of Education, educational government authority, are not spouting Liberian professionals who have that skills, that requisite skills, to go and help with critical thinking, even foreigners as well? Why are they not doing it? Eugene.
Yeah, the first thing I like to say, what led to critical thinking being introduced in schools in the developed world? It's because when left to ourselves as human beings, be it Musa, be it you, be it Robert, or the other guy that just spoke, our thinking is most of the time prejudiced, it's uninformed, it's sometimes biased, distorted, or partial. We learn that. But as critical thinkers, if you look at critical thinking from an educator standpoint and where it leads, you will see that it helps in making informed judgment. That is, I've always said in my video, probably a year and a half ago, and you, Musa, and others will attest to that, that it has to do with first investigate, C, test the facts and test the opinions, E, you evaluate, okay, and M, you make judgment, which is Eisen. It is the form that defines critical thinking. The objective analysis and evaluation of an issue in order to form a judgment. Now, if we were critical thinkers from 1847 till now, Liberia would have been the most developed nation in the world. No country has espoused or has carried out the kind of wealth that Liberia has. Your major question tonight, can we have critical thinking in Liberian schools? My answer is not only yes, because if you say no, how can we have other courses, about 20 of them in Liberian schools? So critical thinking is a course. It can be taught. The second thing, Musa raised an issue of, can we find the manpower? Do we have the manpower in Liberia now? Oh, yeah, we do. We do have people. But do we have what it takes to get these people to learn the course of critical thinking and go back home and teach it like we're talking about it tonight? Now, if we have critical thinking in Liberian schools, okay, I can tell you this. We sit in Liberia, too many things have gone wrong. And if we have molded the minds of our students from high school to become critical thinkers and through college to become critical thinkers, I am sure some of the things that went down in that country from 1847 till now would not have gone down. I'm being very specific. And we must push the agenda for critical thinkers, because when you investigate, it's not what Dr. Dekay is telling me or Robert just said. I'm investigating. Are people thinking right? I'm checking the facts and testing the opinions, like Musa said. What are the facts? The facts show that people are not thinking right. The opinion is that certain people believe that a huge majority is thinking right. And then we evaluate based on the facts and the opinions. And then we make judgments. So no one is going to come tell us that one man should hold the Counter Development Fund
and sit down with four other representatives without the consensus of the people, not determining the people's needs, and say, I can give $4,000 to the other group and $3,000 to this other group. Have we established the need? So there's too many mistakes. Critical thinking has
to
nobody will say because the man is a crime man, I will kill him. As a critical thinker, I am saying, yes, he's a crime man, but has he done anything to me? Just because some of those are crime men, does not mean I can kill this man because he's a crime man. A lot of things went wrong because we failed to embrace the idea of critical thinker. If we push the agenda of having it in schools, I conclude here tonight, if we push the agenda of having it included in schools, and we accept that it must be in school, we will do everything within our power. And Musa will tell you how we can get the money. Cut fraud, cut abuse, cut wasteful spending, and you can have critical thinkers in Liberia to teach.
Thank you so much, Mr. Falcon. Those contributions are very good, and I'm very sure the education ministries and those who are authority in education in Liberia, they are listening to us, and hope they can take some of these suggestions as well. But let me get back to Rabba. We left him off for a little while. Rabba, what's the difference between critical thinking and creative thinking?
Critical thinking and creative thinking, I think they are the same. But look, I want to be very clear because I think I've been misunderstood. And I think my brother Musa tried to help that misunderstanding. I'm not against the introduction of critical thinking in our schools. Let's be very clear. I will support anything that enhances the minds of our people. And I think we can collectively agree that we've always said that in order for Liberia to advance or progress, we must change our mindset. So my brother, when we talk about critical thinking, I think we should not just limit critical thinking to just the way we think, because there are educated people in Liberia. I was having a discussion the last time with a friend of mine, and I was very clear. He's an American in my office. And I said, our country does not lack people who are educated. We have a lot of educated Liberians who currently work in our government. We have a lot of educated Liberians in this particular country. But let me be very clear, they are educated fools. They are people who are thinking. The question is, what are they thinking? There are people who made, I think, critical decisions when they decided to take us to war rather than actually taking us to the table to discuss our issues, to compromise and say, you know what, let's bygone be bygone. They make critical decisions. But those critical decisions affect us even today. So I'm not going to give them a pass and say, well, those guys were not critically thinking, but they were critically thinking wrong. Critical thinking, in short, is self-directed. It's self-discipline. It's self-monitor. It's self-corrective thinking. Okay? It presupposes ascent to rigorous standards of excellence and mindful command of their own use. So, again, I would support critical thinking being introduced in our classroom. But just like I said, last year when the education ministry of Liberia as a whole decided to shut the doors of our schools so that we can do some sort of reform in our system, I oppose to that. You know why? Because what we have been doing for decades, my brother, is we have been taking shortcut to resolving our issues. We have been taking shortcut to resolving our issues. I think it's time that we think critically and resolve our issues once and for all. And so what I have said is this. We either come together, like we came together and defeated Ebola once and for all. We either come together and say, God, what is important to Liberia? What is important to improving our economy, creating jobs, and doing other things? What is important? Should we prioritize education or should we not prioritize education? I think people have made critical decisions now to not, you know, invest in education as the need be. But we must do it the right way. So if we are going to introduce critical thinking in our classroom, I think Musa raised a good point. We must first ensure that we have covered all of the necessary areas needed to ensure that critical thinking is indeed going to work in our schools. It's not just about the qualification of those in our classroom. It's about those who are in the classroom to learn. If
The lenders. Thank you so much. The lenders are the ones.
We defeat the purpose of introducing critical thinking in our classroom. Lastly, the reason why we are so successful today, even some of us who came from the war and came to this country, the reason why we do better in our classroom than those who were born here is because of the environment, the new environment that we've been introduced to. We understand that. We have to create a conducive environment to make anything work in Liberia. If not, we're wasting our time.
Thank you so much, Robert. You make a very good point, and it's good that, you know, you came back and you were able to clearly state that you're not against critical thinking, and, you know, you just wanted to be done properly. I respect that value that you just stated. I want to come to Mr. Willie. Mr. Willie, what is your perception when it comes to creative thinking and critical thinking? Are we lacking both in Liberia? Mr. Willie. Okay, I think we lost Mr. Willie, but we have a question, and it's coming from Mr. Sander Johnson. It's going to Mr. Facon. What does the applications of critical thinking look like in the classroom?
I'm not sure which one of the Sander Johnson is calling tonight, whether it's the Bonnie Senator or it is my own Denia brother from Philly, but his question is, what does the application of critical thinking look like in the classroom? Let me give you a typical example. It is not a laboratory. We're told that critical thinking encompasses the idea of investigation, checking the facts and testing the opinions, evaluating and making judgments. Now, what is going to happen? I'll give you a typical example. Prince Johnson, during an interview with the former Wata Alesi, his investigation or his interrogation, I should say, of the woman had nothing to do with her or a crime that she committed. His whole idea was, where were you when your husband took this decision? Why didn't you do something to stop your husband? As a critical thinker, I'm sitting there and saying, this woman said she was sick, she was in the U.S. But what has this woman got to do with her husband and his attitude, and his constitution? He was defense minister at the time. We are giving studies in critical thinking. We're given a story and asked to investigate that story, check the facts in the story, and test the opinions, okay, evaluate, and make judgments. Meanwhile, the reality of what we've been given in theory, okay, is tested when it comes to practicality in modern day life. So for example,
thank you so much.
Let me finish this part. And so just because Dr. Jake says that we must introduce critical thinking in Liberia, it doesn't mean I will not investigate to see whether it's possible. I have done my investigation, and I say it is possible because biology is being taught. Critical thinking is a course, it can be taught. Then I'm going to check the facts and test the opinion. The fact is, critical thinking is, of course, just like biology, chemistry, and physics. And those courses are being taught. Therefore, this course can be taught. I will test the opinion, such opinions such as, it cannot be taught because we lack logistics. My question would be, why does biology have logistics? And then maybe somebody would say, no, biology does not. And if biology does not, does it mean that critical thinking will not? What are the proofs? Where is the evidence? After evaluating, I make
right.
an informed decision. Okay, so critical thinking
right.
encompasses the acronym ICEM, and we're getting these things in theory, and we're asked to apply it, okay, in practical sense. So the application
right.
of critical thinking is not something that we do in the laboratory, such as a measurement or something, but we do apply critical thinking concepts to encompass ICEM. Investigate, check the facts and test the opinions, evaluate, and make judgment.
Thank you so much, Mr. Facon. Critical thinking is about independent thinking. It's about creative thinking. It's the values, the opinions, the facts, you know, the consequences, the anticipation.
I
love all of that. Now, let's take a break. And critical thinking is very important. I'm going to show you that we're going to discuss this thing another time. We got 1 hour on this air time, and we are almost off. We're going to take a break. When we come back, each of you are going to have 1 minute to give your closing comment. I mean, so we want to take a break right now. When we come back, you're going to have your time to give your comment.
Lucky for.
We want to welcome you and each of you in studio today. We want to thank you for coming. And we want to start with Mr. Farcon. Will you please give us your closing comment of statement?
Mr. Farcon, I'm going to just take 1 minute to tell you what I believe. As a critical thinker, for a country like Liberia to have been the world's largest producer of iron ore and today the world's poorest nation troubles my heart. For Liberia to have been the world's largest producer of rubber, now she's ranked third to Singapore and Malaysia, troubles my heart. For Liberia to now discover oil and without even seeing a drop of oil, the country has gone bankrupt and broke and doesn't even have a structured lease to say a land, it troubles my heart. Again, for all of what we've went through, our ties with the United States and the fact that ex-slaves from here left and went to Liberia and opened the eye to the continent for us to be where we are today tells you one thing. We lack critical thinking skills. And if we were to only think like critical thinkers, then, only then, today Liberia would not be where it is today. Therefore, it is important that we begin to investigate, we begin to check the facts and test the opinion, we begin to evaluate, and we make judgments. If people are taught in schools how to do that, in the first place, in closing, I will say we will not be having one student doing 20 subjects in a single year. Let me repeat that. Maybe the listeners are not listening, and maybe you yourself is not listening to me. We will not have a single student doing 20 subjects in one single school year with probably 15 different teachers. What sound human being in their sound mind will think that is possible? We went through that, and I think it is time for people to become critical thinkers in such a way that promotes our country, because it's only fair that a person gets to ninth grade after learning math, English, science, and social studies, that person say, I want to become an engineer. And we put that person into the field of study, and they can focus on it for the next 4 years after it's done, or 3 years, 10th grade, 11th grade, and 12th grade, after it's done in the United States. That's all I have to say to you and all of the people listening tonight. We need critical thinking, and we will have critical thinking maybe after 2017.
Thank you so much, Mr. Farcon. We have 4 more minutes remaining for this show. We're going to work to see how we can extend this show time for 1 hour to 2 hours. It's going to take strong modality, but we're going to work it out. At this time, I want to ask Mr. Musa, will you just take 1 minute and give your closing comment, please? Mr. Willie, are you there?
Yes, hello?
Yeah, Willie, could you please give us your closing comments, please?
Hello, are you hearing me now?
You are live, Mr. Taylor.
All right, yeah, the problem I know a lot of times we shift the blame on mindset. In as much as we got to build a positive mindset in Liberia, the system, we have to support that mindset. I've already maintained that argument, and I've always told people that the easy way we can be successful in Liberia is to build a mindset in the system, support the mindset, or protect the mindset. Take, for example, Ali Sila introduced a probation program where people that committed lesser crime were being asked to work on the street for lesser punishment, and the government was benefiting from some of the projects that those inmates were implementing, and the project was going on very great. And that's critical thinking. We did not have that in Liberia. We did not have a probation program where the inmates were working in the community to make sure they can pay for their restitution and stuff. We didn't have that. He introduced it in Liberia, and that program did not survive after the German government food of their money. So these are some of the things we're talking about. You have people with the mindset in Liberia. We need the system to support the mindset. And so I think and that can be applied to the education system. You saw one of my projects in Clarendon. Very simple. And people still building schools in Liberia with dark schools. How will you build a dark classroom school where you're expecting the light to come through the window? What about putting a translucent zinc on top of the ceiling and create a space there that the light will come through? If the light comes through a translucent zinc, the students in the classroom would not get the sun ray as compared to a normal light that comes through the window. And people still building schools like that in Liberia. So sometimes I'm just like, what is going on? The classroom is not healthy, like Robert said. If you don't have a healthy environment, the students are not going to take in anything. And again, our teachers must change their approach. I listened to one lady where she said, if the students don't like you, they won't learn, most especially for primary school. If the child don't like you, they're not going to learn anything from you. So you got to build that rapport. I hope this program was long enough where we can give more details to that. But thank you for the invitation.
So you are most welcome, Mr. Willie, and we are looking forward to inviting you guys again in Sweden. We want to go to Robert. Robert, will you please give us a closing comment, please?
Thank you again for the invitation. I look forward to more substantive discussions such as tonight. And I will say, again, I do support the introduction of critical thinking in our classroom, but I hope that we do it the right way. Musa just talked about the system supporting the mindset. I had a discussion with a woman whom I visited, and she had five children, and she could not support those children. 2 years ago, we supported one of her kids on our scholarship on the My Foundation, and the following year when I went, she and her partner had another two children. And my question to her was, I jokingly posed that question, well, if you couldn't support the other kids 2 years ago and your financial status has not changed today, 2 years later, what was the decision going into having another baby? In America, you are forced to pay child support. And so guess what? When families are having babies, the first thing to think about is, can we support this baby? When irresponsible people have babies, guess what? The system makes them responsible. You have to pay that child support. And I don't care how long you take to get that done, you have to do it. We must introduce critical thinking in our classroom, but the system must support. The point I'm going to make is this. When the president, yes. In the president's efforts to decentralize education a few years back, her approach was to build more schools. And more universities were built in other counties and other areas. Schools were built in other areas. But every year that I go to Liberia, there are schools that have been in Liberia for years under the same condition, such as the University of Liberia. And my thing is this, we should build schools. But before we do that, let's make sure that the schools already built are renovated, are properly equipped, and teachers already in the schools are further trained. If we don't do
it,
we defeat the purpose of decentralizing that. We must do it right. Thanks for the invitation. Again, I look forward to discussing more of this on your show. Thank you.
Thank you so much to everyone, and we want to thank you for honoring our invitation. We're going to bring you back in the studio, and this is Radio Neva International. We want to thank the Twazamu family, Ohim, for giving us the opportunity today to have 1 hour of talk show time, and we want to also thank all of our audience out there, those our listeners, our participants who following us. We enjoy your feedback, and we're going to see you next Monday. Until then, we want you to stay blessed. At this show, we find solutions and we make recommendations for the Liberian education system. How do we apply critical thinking in Liberian school? Thank you. See you next week, Monday.
Ni ma nanon do wanango.